Welcome to NFT Heat. We're bringing the top NFT thought leaders straight to you. If there's something you enjoyed on this episode, and we really hope you did, please take a screenshot of the episode and make sure to tag us on Twitter at NFT Heat. We really appreciate your support, and you are the only reason we're growing. So to help us, please subscribe and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. We'll then give your review a shout out on a future episode. Welcome to NFT Heat. Whether you're inside the industry or new to the NFT space or an NFT OG, we're going to provide you with the necessary NFT alpha to crush. We'll bring in the top guests and deep dive now NFTs will transform the metaverse, DeFi, and social tokens. I'm Justin Shankaro, the king of alpha. I keep saying it, John. I actually believe it.
It's 100% true, Justin.
John says it's 100% true. Then it is true. As you know, I was a child actor, Stanford, NFT entrepreneur, metaverse expert now just from being on the podcast. And I am stoked to be here with my amazing co-host, John Kraske. As you know, he was an executive in the design space. Now he's running a metaverse company and an NFT company. What's happening today in the NFT space, buddy? What's going on?
I'm just glad not to be at an NFT Web3 conference. I mean, man, what a run we had here the first half of 2022.
Holy smokes. Plus, NFT NYC, I feel like a good 70 to 80% of my friends got COVID. It was like, talk about a super spreader. It was out of control.
Yeah, I think that's probably pretty close. I think 80% is probably a low estimate. I think you were the one person that didn't get it.
I was like the only one that did not get it. It was wild, but so fun, so much bullish sentiment. So great. But yeah, I mean, it's like, it's good to have a little reprieve from these conferences.
Yeah. So our next big one, I'm actually going to Turkey next week for a retreat for Land Vault. And then our next real big Good Morning Web3 live conference will be in Dubai in October.
So huge.
Government of Dubai actually wants us to come out there. A couple banks, Zilliqa, which is a partner of ours, also wants to sponsor events. So it'll be like a 2-day educational event based gathering. No alcohol, DJs, none of that Diplo, Aoki stuff, man. This is more focused on really onboarding Web2 brands into Web3. So I'm super excited.
Incredible. Yeah. John in Dubai, you heard it here first. You can go see him in person in Dubai in October.
You're coming with me, man. We're doing the podcast live from there.
No question about it. I'll be in Dubai too. We're going. We're bringing the whole crew. Let's go to Dubai.
Let's go, guys. We're going to Dubai.
Let's go.
Get ready. You guys ready? Let's go. Let's do
the
this.
The director, the producers, Let's everybody's like, we're going to Dubai. We're in.
Let's do it.
So cool. Well, I am very, very pumped for today's guest. We're going to talk about a topic that we have not had on the podcast yet. And this is mind-blowing stuff. Really, really brilliant, sensational, transformational stuff in Web3. Just, we're thrilled to have Renji Bajoy. He is the founder of Immerse, which is partnered with a few companies you may have heard of. Facebook, HTC, and Microsoft. Massive Web2 companies to build VR offices, enabling distributed teams to maximize their productivity. This is incredible stuff. He was also a member of Techstars 2017. As you know, Techstars is a huge, huge, just a tremendous honor to be in that program. He's also in Forbes 30 Under 30, and he's a graduate of the Reform Theological Seminary. So welcome to NFT Heat, Renji Bajoy. We're thrilled to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
Absolutely. Well, Renji, the way we like to kickstart NFT Heat podcast is we go right into a 5-question lightning round to provide alpha for our listeners. John knows I love my alpha. John, what is the first question for Renji?
Renji, what is your favorite Discord?
My favorite Discord is Immerse Discord. We have the best users. They love our product. It's so exciting to see people so obsessed with working in VR, man.
Very cool. All right, question 2. What do you say to people who say that NFTs are just JPEGs?
I say that they don't know anything about NFTs. It's way deeper than just JPEGs. Non-fungible tokens are a way to assign digital ownership to people in the metaverse. So it's way more than JPEGs.
We're having a great day of lightning rounds.
Serious lightning.
All right, question 3, Renji. Why should people care about the metaverse?
Because they're already part of it now. They don't even realize it. Everything that they do on Instagram, TikTok, whatever, all that is going to be translated into a 3D immersive version of that. They're already part of the metaverse and they're going to continue to get deeper into it.
Amazing. And then what do you say to the skeptics out there who say that they're never going to work in the metaverse?
I say that the people said the same thing about the internet, 25 years ago, that they're never going to use the internet. And now it's the under workings or it's the fabric across every economy in the world. So
Love it. Love it. All right. Fifth and final question, Renji. Tell us about the Reformed Theological Seminary and your studies there.
Yeah. So that's actually the, I guess, third degree I'm pursuing. I'm not a huge degrees guy, but like contrary to what my resume looks like, I did pre-med and undergrad. Yeah, I did pre-med and undergrad with math, computer science. I did computer vision, machine learning at Georgia Tech for grad school stuff. And that was supposed to be a PhD, but I dropped out of that because it took forever. And so that's when I started Immersed. And then I guess 5 years into Immersed, I learned my deep appreciation for the Bible, man. There's like a book right here. It's called Faith Driven Entrepreneur. What I realized is over the course of the past 5 years, I've had such a massive advantage of being a Christian founder. And what I mean by that is people just trust me, dude. Like they know that I am submitted to God and they know that like I'm almost too afraid to screw them over as an employee or as a partner or whatever. Like even Meta's team loves me. And it's not because of any particular like religious whatever. I think because of reading the Bible and for getting, you know, getting deeper into scripture and change how my character is, they've just grown to love me and my character. And I'm not trying to like, I guess, gloat or anything. I'm not trying to boast in myself, but I think as you kind of read scripture and get deeper into it, it just changes who you are, dude. And so ultimately, I attribute all of my success and credit towards God and the Bible. And so as I started pursuing studies at Reformed Theological Seminary, man, I know that these are like the words of life, man. It helps me be a better founder. A lot of people on my team, they say all the time, like, yeah, maybe I don't believe necessarily what you believe because I haven't done the homework yet, but I know that I trust you. And so I have really strong relationships because of it.
Wow.
I love it.
That's huge. I've never heard that before. That's incredible. Because I mean, I trust you just based off that because of the integrity. Like you have integrity. I know when you say you're going to do something, you're going to do it. And there's so many founders out there in Web 2 and Web 3. They're just looking for a rug pull. They're looking to make money. Yeah. They're doing whatever they can do to just help themselves and not help their team, their company, and their clients. So that's incredible, man.
Yeah, I love it.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely. That is sensation. And that's lightning. That is lightning with some beautiful alpha attached to it. Thank you so much, Renji. All right, now we want to go a little bit deeper with your background and your company. You're definitely one of the top NFT thought leaders in the space, a huge Web3 thought leader in the metaverse space. Can you tell us a bit about how you got involved in the technology space? You know, I actually read that while you were studying for medical school, this is another degree, right? Your list of degrees, you were forced to take a course in Java programming and the rest is Web3 and metaverse history. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, so I was pursuing pre-med because of my parents, right? Typical Indian parents. They want you to be a doctor, a lawyer, or something. And so I ended up doing also math and computer science for myself. For that degree, they forced you to take a Java course. Turns out, you know, so I wasn't one of those kids who was coding ever since they were 8 years old. I only started coding when I was like 20. So I was pretty late to the game. But once I started taking that course, I realized I was actually really, really good at it. I was like, oh, wow. Like I wasn't really exposed to this world before. And so, once I got accepted to, different med schools, I realized, dude, I love building products, man. So I threw all my acceptance letters in the trash. My parents are super pissed at me, but every job I ever had as a software engineer, I was kind of crushing it without even really trying to. I was just doing. I didn't realize my brain was meant to be a strong coder. And so the tough part was every job I'd been at, I had a lot of managers who were super upset that I was doing better than them, and so they would constantly try to compartmentalize me. Ultimately, I ended up kind of climbing the tech corporate ladder, if you will. And once I felt like I hit a ceiling in my career, that's when I shifted gears and decided I no longer want to be kind of in the web architecture world. I want to dive into things like machine learning, self-driving cars, autonomous drones, things like that. But then I learned about this whole VR metaverse world too. And like, I'm just so mind blown by all these frontier technologies, Web3, metaverse, all of that stuff. I mean, I've only gotten deeper into the crypto world maybe the past like 4 or 5 years, and then Web3 maybe about 12 to 18 months. And man, like the deeper, I'm finishing another blockchain engineering course right now. And the deeper I get into blockchain, I'm like, man, this is the freaking future. How could anyone deny it, man? Once you really learn how the tech works, you're like, dude, there is no future of a Web2 world, man. It's going to be Web3.
Dude, we have leveled up the quality of a guest today. I mean, it's incredible. Like next level.
Incredible.
I mean, this is a masterclass. Anybody that is not listening to our show is missing out on a golden opportunity to level up their knowledge.
No question about it.
I mean, Renji is one of the smartest minds in the world.
Bring the heat.
I mean, this is just amazing, man. Yeah. I'm learning right now and just taking notes. So. Yep. So, Renji, how did you come up with the idea for Immerse? I mean, this is just such an amazing... I just... Asha, by the way, was the one who actually told me about Renji first. It's been
her
favorite Web3 company ever. Wow. And it's been on her radar for a while. And yeah, Renji, I mean, I just want to hear more about Immerse and how you came up with this idea.
Yeah, it was funny because I actually got into Techstars with a different idea. It was focused on autonomous vehicles, autonomous drones, and things like that. But I'd realized I was kind of solving a difficult problem. I didn't have much capital at all. So I was just like, all right, well, I kind of need to pivot towards something that ultimately is more financially viable. And so I didn't want to squander the fact that I got into Techstars. I wanted to utilize it. And so I ended up brainstorming a ton of ideas with my team. We were working with this company called Ideo at the time. It was a company that Techstars worked with. But we came up with like 90 different crappy ideas, 20 of which were like, okay. And then five of which we could kind of get passionate about. But like 2 or 3 days later, I just feel like God just injected this idea of Immerse into my brain, and it wasn't of the other 90. Like the original, like, you know, 90, 25, like those ideas, it just wasn't what I felt like my life calling was. And so, you know, a couple of days later, I started just thinking about how every software development team I'd ever been on or had led, man, remote collaboration was such a huge pain point. Things like video conferencing and chat just cannot be the state of the art for highly collaborative teams. And so, I started thinking about, well, I never tried VR, you know, this is back in 2017, never tried VR, but I think there's this thing where, you know, put this thing on your head and you kind of like teleport. Maybe you can be in a similar space with other people. And so I bought a Google Cardboard, which you could probably see right here in the corner of my camera. That Google Cardboard right there, it was 20 bucks off of Amazon. And I put my phone in it and I created the first prototype of what is now Immerse. And I was like, dude, this could definitely be the future of work. And, you know, this is 5 years ago. I remember pitching the idea during the Techstars program to everyone there. And all of them were like, what the crap are you talking about? VR offices? Why the heck would you work on that? And everyone thought about VR as sort of this like dumb little toy thing. They didn't realize that inevitably it would become a platform that all the tech giants would be, you know, sprinting to come out with the most ubiquitous version of it. So ultimately, I knew that though I might be early, I know I'm not wrong. So I was just like, all right, if I could just find a way to survive for the years to come, which we have by God's grace, like I think that ultimately longer term, this is going to be a super important problem to solve. So that's kind of how the idea of Immerse started.
That's sensational. And just an audible with the pandemic. And obviously you were pitching this idea prior to the pandemic where we were all working remotely from home. Were people using Immerse? Were the tech companies like just thrilled to be able to have this VR experience? Because for like myself, I was stuck on, you know, what were you stuck? We were using Zoom, Google Meets. Oh, yeah. It was so not creative, so not collaborative.
Yeah. Yeah. During COVID, that was a massive catalytic event for us. Like, I guess a ton of people just started Googling virtual offices or, you know, work from home solutions or whatever. And our website started exploding. And so that's when Facebook had reached out to us saying that they checked out the different like VR productivity apps in the space, because prior to 2020, Facebook had not on the Oculus store. By the way, for those who don't know, Facebook, they acquired Oculus however many years ago. And so every time I say Oculus or Meta or Facebook, interchangeable, it's the same company, in my mind at least. Like back before 2020, they thought about VR as just a gaming platform. They did, like, no matter how much I try to bang down their door and be like, yo, dude, to make this thing ubiquitous, you have to focus on practical applications for non-gamers. They just kept ignoring me for the first 3 years. And then finally 2020, when COVID hit, that's when they finally said, hey, we were doing some research and Immerse is the best in the space right now, so we'd love to partner with you. And that's kind of where the genesis of that relationship started. But what we realized is people were not only collaborating with their remote teams in VR starting in 2020, but also a lot of people were also even just trying to fight loneliness. So instead of kind of, you know, sitting at your home office, staring at the wall with your multiple screens, whatever, you would put on the headset and enter one of the Immerse virtual cafes. And so though you wouldn't be collaborating with people in the Immerse cafe, you'd just be sitting alongside other people who are also doing this, just typing, you know, doing their own work, that you'd feel like you're actually there with other people. And that's another thing that people don't realize about VR. When there's someone close to you, virtually, I guess, in VR, proximity wise, you quite literally feel like they're there. If they get too close, it's kind of uncomfortable, even though they're a cartoon avatar, let alone when photorealistic avatars come out in the next year or so. Like, this can be pretty mind-blowing how personable of an experience it's going to become. So it was really cool to see how during COVID, people were not only using it for productivity, but also to fight loneliness. It was really, really cool.
Boy, this is so cool. I am really pumped about your product. I didn't know about it. John was like, we got to get Renji on, Immerse, this is incredible. This is like mind-blowing stuff.
It's the future. It's the future of work. It's our future.
Yeah. In fact, I was just listening on the radio yesterday. We're talking about how, you know, people are chasing remote jobs because they're so, everybody wants to now work remotely so they don't have to go into an office. They can work from home. So, I mean, this, your product and Immerse, what you've created is going to be enormous.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thanks cool. so much. Yeah. Super excited about it.
So cool.
So Renji, you talked a little bit about your partnership with Facebook. You also have partnerships with HTC and Microsoft. Could you talk a little bit more about those? Are these all separate partnerships? Or are you all working together, collaboratively, kind of on the same mission?
They are separate partnerships. Also, ByteDance, the parent company of TikTok as well, they acquired a company called Pico, which is supposed to be, honestly, going head-to-head with Meta as well. And the more I've seen ByteDance and Pico's execution, I'm actually very, very impressed. So I'll also say, like, there's Meta, there's HTC, there's Microsoft, but also ByteDance, TikTok. That's going to be a massive, massive player also. You'll see more later this year. There's a lot of stuff I can't announce about that, but you're going to see a lot more ByteDance later this year, which I'm really excited about. But in general, those relationships, they are kind of just like a lot of these kind of one-off relationships where each one of them wants us to try to make their headset a lot more practical for everyday users. All these tech manufacturers are trying to figure out how do you get more than just gamers on these VR devices. Because historically, yes, VR has just been associated with just gaming, but they're trying to create this sort of computing device for your eyes so you can be in a more immersive type solution or product. And so ultimately, because Immersed is the only VR product out there that people are spending 40 to 50 plus hours every week, like there just isn't another app that does that, period, in the VR space. And so because of that, that's why all the tech giants are trying to partner alongside us to figure out what it looks like for us to get that sort of mass adoption in their stores as well. So, you know, Meta has the Oculus store, ByteDance has their, HTC has kind of like the Steam store, Microsoft has Windows store. So they all have their own different stores and stuff, but each one still to date is still trying to figure out how do we get more and more usage per headset. Because the previous narrative around VR is, you know, you'll buy it for Christmas for your kid or something. Everyone will play games for like a day and then they'll turn off the headset and never turn it back on ever again. And that's not the narrative we want to push for the next generation of computing. We want this to be a device that people find to be like their iPhone or their iPad or the MacBook. And Immerse so far, because we bring all of your peripheral devices like your iPhone, iPad, MacBook, whatever into VR, you're able to use the headset as a much more immersive experience that lets you really push the boundaries of what's possible with those devices in an immersive environment, even with people who are also remote. It's a pretty mind-blowing next level experience.
That is so cool, because that's like what you just said is my background on VR. Is like, I don't know, I really don't want to go spend $300 on some headset device that I'll play for a little bit and then it'll go in the storage box in the garage and I'll never use it again. And Immersed is really creating tremendous utility, and you're going to use your device every single day for work and for pleasure and, you know, for just being in an environment where you can be around other people. That is so cool.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Well, also another thing is people don't realize that these headsets, when people think VR, they think this big blocky thing on your head. And that's what it was. To be fair, that's what it used to be. Mm-hmm. But the new set of headsets that are coming out later this year and next year as well, these are thin, like ski goggle thickness type devices. Like go to Google, type in Cambria headset or, you know, Oculus's new headset. Go to Google, type in Apple's new VR headset. Those renders are real. That's what that actually looks like. It's these really thin, they're called pancake lenses, and they're super thin, super sleek. They look awesome, and I'm really excited for people to finally have a different perspective on VR. I've been waiting 5 years for this moment to happen, and this is it's finally happening, so I'm really excited about that.
Incredible, incredible. So 2022, we're kind of going to the tail end, and then 2023 and beyond. What does the roadmap look like for Immersed?
Yeah. So historically, Immersed was mainly just focused on VR productivity, VR offices, things like that. But way more of our users are now wanting to do more than just work in VR. They're wanting to build businesses in the metaverse. They're wanting to employ people in the metaverse and transact goods and services in the metaverse. They want to build the world's economy in the metaverse. And little did we know, we built the platform that has the most amount of user usage per week, where users are spending 40, 50 hours a week with a headset on. You know, granted, they'll have the headset on 2 to 4 hours at a time. Then they'll go take a break and come back and then put the headset back on. But because we've laid the groundwork to be really just sort of the most practical metaverse that's out there in an immersive fashion, we want to start building these sort of economic pillars and put these things in place, such as digital ownership, digital land, digital currency, et cetera, so people can start building their businesses in the metaverse, right? So think about similar to, I guess, Decentraland or Sandbox, but not a gaming version of that, but more of a professional metaverse. So Immerse is actually going to be, I'm really excited to announce that in the next couple of months, we're going to be doing a public virtual land sale where people are going to be able to purchase the virtual land. They'll be able to build their actual business on that land. They'll be able to actually employ people, transact with one another, really taking the first steps towards getting the world's economy into the metaverse. Likewise, take yourself back 25 years, right, where different companies are trying to figure out how to get the world's economy onto the internet. Likewise, this is the next step after that. How do we get the world's economy from like that's on the internet into a more immersive version of it, so you're not having to, you know, hop on a flight to China to transact with someone, but instead you could do this by just putting on your headset, take your headset off, and now you're back with your family and your friends. So that being said, like, this is quite literally a Ready Player One type vision, but for a sort of practical business economy in the metaverse.
Our producer is shaking his head. Yes, we were just talking about Ready Player One just about a half hour ago. He's like, I want the Ready Player One of the metaverse. And we're like, all right, it's coming. You were hearing it live now. Renji, I'm putting you on the spot. You have a land drop coming up in the next few months. What can we give away to our NFT Heat listeners for this land drop? Can you give us some land that we can give away to our listeners?
Yeah, this is the family discount right now. The price you get in on day one, that'll be as cheap as it'll ever be.
All right. Well, we're excited for you. We're excited for us. Immersed. Incredible.
I love it. I'm not sure if I heard this right, but are you planning a conference in Austin in 2023?
Yeah, February 2 through 5, we're going to be having something called ImmerseCon, where we're going to be teaching the world, how do you build your metaverse business, right? How, like, people are like, you know, back in the day, think about when the internet first came out and people were trying to figure out, how do I build an internet business? What does that even mean? This is really going to be the start of this sort of catalytic event where VR headsets are going to become way more mass produced and mass available, mass adopted. And now people who are using it more and more are like, okay, well, how do I use this thing to build my next generation business? Well, this is going to be that as well, right? We're going to be building, putting on a conference that allows people to learn more about how do you build your metaverse business. So we're super excited about that.
This is huge. Renji, when you're looking for your next round of financing, please come to John and I so we can, like, you know, give you like 20 or 50 bucks so that we can be in this round, because this is huge. What you're building is like massive. This is a total game changer. I could see everybody. I mean, we all want to start our own businesses in the metaverse. And for you guys putting on this con and helping people understand that process, that is the future. I was actually talking to Frankie, one of my buddies who runs SupDucks, and he was telling me that the future is going to be where we're all going to have our little businesses in the metaverse, and you guys are going to make that happen. That is so cool. So cool. Well, we got to find out where Renji is on socials.
Yeah. Where do you live most personally, and where does Immerse live?
Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. Those are probably the three most used platforms that we use. We're pushing a lot more on LinkedIn and Facebook as well. So hit us up. We're very responsive on DMs. If you have more questions and want to follow along, when's ImmerseCon happening? When's the next virtual land drop? All of that. Which, by the way, like, we did sort of like a quieter land drop a couple of months ago, and it was the number one utility NFT on OpenSea that day. So, like, our land drops are starting to do really well. I'm really excited about it. So if you want to get on the next one, follow us on social, DM us. We'll add you to a list. We'll love to have you be part of it.
Put John and I on the list right now, please, okay? We want to be on the list.
Yeah, well.
We want to be on the allow list. All right, Renji, this was a sensational episode. It's like mind-blowing. You brought so much heat, so much alpha. Everybody out there, you have to be watching and listening to NFT Heat. This is, I mean, Renji, what a top thought leader in the Web3 space, talking about the metaverse, how we're going to be able to build our own small businesses in the metaverse with these VR headsets that are super thin and super incredibly usable. This is so cool. Thank you so much. You brought the heat.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Wow, that was an incredible episode. Next week, stay tuned. As you all know, we'll have another NFT thought leader popping in with more alpha. In the meantime, continue learning, growing, and seeking alpha. We're NFT Heat. A huge thank you to two of the creative engines behind this show. First, to LaFlex for the super smooth intro and outro music. What you're hearing is the song Love to You off his 2019 album, Flex Appeal. And lastly, a big thank you to Bernardo Rodriguez for the awesome logo for the show. You can check him out on Instagram at Art of Bernardo. Everyone, we just want to give you a massive thank you for listening to NFT Heat. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at NFT Heat, and we're looking forward to seeing you next week.